Toyota.com.
Touchdown, Detroit Lions! Or did he fumble?
Unbelievable.
You want to talk about ripping your heart out?
He came after Carson Palmer, a breakdown in protection, and the Seahawks were on Palmer now.
This is the Opponent Audio Recap.
Boy, that hurt. It sure did.
That one hurt.
The season can't end like that! He missed it left!
I know this is off topic for a quick second, but has anybody found themselves watching, Dick, all of these NFL football games, the ones that don't have fans like the Seahawks do, thinking that you're not supposed to be there? Like you're sneaking a peek at something that's supposed to be behind closed doors, right? With no fans sitting there. Like at the U.S. Open, or no, the PGA at Harding Park. They showed the fans peeking through the fence. Mm-hmm. Outside the golf course to get a look at what was happening. It kind of feels like, you know, we're not even supposed to be there. Like, this is a private party and we're not even invited.
Well, they are doing a hell of a job, though, to make it as normal as possible. Because when I'm watching a football game, I don't feel like it's any different other than the fact that I'm not at the football game. And boy, oh boy, have we had two nice games that we could have gone to over the last 2 weeks.
The ratings are unbelievable, which is to be expected.
74 share.
Yeah, because let's face it, a lot of people that would have been at the stadium or at bars, right, watching the game or at home. Watching the game on their couch on TV.
Well, I hope they're not at bars.
I'm telling you. Well, they're closed. There's no bars open anywhere, right? aren't all the bars closed? There's restaurants, I guess, or the bars are closed. Anyway, here's now the Seahawks game yesterday. This is why we do this segment, okay? So Jackson Felch tells me this is going to be legendary with the Cowboy radio crew.
Okay.
Now, he talks up a lot of stuff on the air.
Bar.
Right? Like the Orlando Scandrick interview from Friday?
I did not talk that, okay?
Told us this will be the greatest thing we've ever done on a Friday before a Seahawks game, and that turned out to be a turd. So let's hope that this meets the standard set by the radio show for what constitutes a legendary segment. Here now is what the Seahawks win yesterday, 38-31, over Dallas, sounded like on Cowboy Radio on 105.3 The Fan in Dallas, Brad Sham, and former Cowboy quarterback Babe Laufenberg on the call. Roll it.
Greg Zuerlein kicks it off over the head of Travis Homer for a touchback. And Dallas on defense wearing white. Seattle Seahawks 2-0 with their two wins over Atlanta and New England. Come out in their, I don't know, blue, green, sea foam, whatever it is, with the day glow green.
DK Metcalf, their big physical 6'3", 230. Shouldn't be a human being. He deserves to be a statue in one of Michelangelo's, you know, galleries somewhere. I mean, he's just unbelievable when you see the size on him.
And it's a four-man rush, and Wilson pumps and is sacked. And it's Aldon Smith with his second sack of the year, and a good start to the game for Aldon Smith.
So much for this high-scoring game.
43 for Zuerlein. Kicks away. And the kick by Zuerlein is good, and the first score with 8:10 left in the first quarter is Dallas 3, Seattle nothing. Wilson is under center, tight end in motion. Disley sets up right, and on third and one, they pitch it left, and it's an easy first down for Carson and Moore. And finally, Xavier Woods catches up to him and shoves him out of bounds. They did a horrible job of sealing the edge. Armstrong was the end who didn't seal the edge. Now
touchdown.
Wilson, deep touchdown. Ball on first down. Man's all alone in the end zone, and it's a touchdown to Lockett. 43 yards to Lockett, one play after the big run, and Seattle, a big play team, has cashed in and taken their first lead.
Nobody within 5 to 10 yards of Lockett here.
Here's the kick by Myers, and Pollard fumbles it in the end zone. It's at the one-yard line, and he almost lost it, and Pollard has to cover it at the one.
Wow.
Horribly mishandled kickoff by Pollard, and the Cowboys start this possession in a very deep hole.
That was one of those, I've fallen, and I can't get up. Because once it started going south on him, he just looked like a drunk man staggering out of a bar.
Yeah. The end of it. What do those look like?
Well, it's hard for me to say because I don't bring a mirror with me.
Yeah. Prescott will give it to Elliott, and he is tripped in the end zone, and that might be a safety.
It is a safety. Carl Sheffers, our referee, is saying safety. Keep in mind, it's a scoring play, so it will be reviewed. He does not have to challenge.
We'll be right back. Yeah, this is not the way. You know, it's that crowd up in Seattle. It's intimidating. It'll get to you. Oh, that's not the problem today?
That I know of.
Wilson back on second and long. A lot of time. Another deep ball. He's got Metcalf, and he caught it at the 10. It's a touchdown. Diggs out of his hands. Did he have it long enough, or is it a touchback?
Metcalf slowed down at the end of this, kind of hot-dogged it, and it gets punched out.
That's
by
a
Diggs
touchback. How about Diggs?
Yep. Oh, DK Metcalf hates himself. Somewhere Leon Lett on the Cowboys sideline is saying, don't feel bad about it. This is your, what was he thinking? And he's going to say, I wasn't thinking, coach. That was terrible.
So here's third and 10 in the Dallas end at the 47. 9-9 game and nearing the middle of the second quarter. Wilson in the gun. 2 to snap. 1 to snap. 0. Snap is back. They rush him off the edge on a blitz. And he is hit. He is sacked by Jordan Lewis. And there is a marker down also. And I don't like the Cowboys' body language the way they're reacting here. Mr. Sheffers?
Contact. Number 28, defense. 5-yard penalty. Automatic. First down.
Well, that was too bad.
Wilson's now in an empty gun. Still a three-man rush. Throws the ball down. That's intercepted by Worley at the 1-yard line.
Yeah, this is coming back.
Why?
Because Jordan Lewis was grabbing the receiver. I couldn't see which one. Coming up the seam. And he just gets a big pull. He held his hand like they were going to the dance or something.
Almost second and goal, play fake, roll to the right, throwing it in the end zone, wide open. It's Lockett, touchdown Seattle, 2 to Lockett today, and they've regained the lead. 6:16 left in the half, first and 10, Dallas at the Seattle 40. Down the seam, it's Wilson with a pass from Prescott, down the right side, all the way to the pylon, and Cedric Wilson is in. 40-yard touchdown from Prescott to Cedric Wilson. What an answer for the Dallas offense. Zerline's last extra point went off the upright. The Ryan Tax extra point would give the Cowboys a 2-point lead. 6:05 left. This kick is blocked.
Wow.
The kick is blocked. Now we're going to take some time to find the last time the Cowboys missed 2 extra points in a game. The extra point is blocked, and the Cowboys still trail Seattle 16-15.
And this is going to be a tricky situation for Seattle without a timeout. 18 seconds remaining.
Second and 10. Snap is back. Three-man rush. Wilson peeling out to his right. Throws on the run. Oh, great catch at the 1-yard line by Olsen. And a flag right there.
It may have been an illegal touch here because the official had the hat off. And this is going to bring it back.
Yes.
Illegal contact defense caused the player to go out of bounds. That player came back in and reestablished, caught the pass. So it is a completed pass by the offense.
But I disagree. That shove did not cause him to go out of bounds.
Yes, it did. Yes, it did.
He took three strides down the field.
Yes, it did. No, it did.
Oh,
I'm just
boy.
Trying it did.
Okay. 12 seconds left in the half. First down and goal. Just outside the one. You hear Wilson saying, roll it back. They're pointing. 3 to snap. 2 to snap. Snap. Back to throw. Looking. Standing. Looking. Left side of the end zone. Lockett's all alone. I mean, all alone. And the third touchdown catch of the day for Tyler Lockett. You just got to cover better than that. At halftime, Seattle leads the Cowboys 23-15.
So, two things that stand out on half number one. Number one, Greg Olsen did run out of bounds because he was shoved.
Yes.
And it took the ex-player to convince the broadcaster that that was accurate. And then number two, they're making, obviously, their jokes, they're cracking jokes, cracking wise about no fans in the stands. I think what the NFL's doing with these decibel limits is ridiculous. I want to talk about that coming up today because I'm really angry about it. I'm very mad about the NFL decibel limits being capped all around the NFL. You think Aaron Rodgers was happy there were no fans of the Superdome last night, for crying out loud?
Absolutely.
Chat about that in a minute. So up 23-15 at the half. Here's how half number two sounded like on Cowboy Radio in Dallas. Brad Sham, Babe Laufenberg on the
call. And the only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys?
Yeah! First down, Prescott's arm is hit, and the ball is intercepted. And the Seahawks have taken it away. Down to the 5-yard line. It's either a fumble, as his arm was coming forward. If it was that, it was an interception. And it comes down in the arms of former Cowboy Benson Maiyoua, who gets what I'm going to call the second interception of the day, and suddenly they're defending the Lowe's red zone.
How about that?
Mayoa gets the fumble recovery, and now on second and goal, play action fake, toss to the right side of the end zone, easy to the tight end Hollister, Jacob Hollister, and Seattle's got as easy a touchdown as you can have.
Is that Russell Wilson's fourth touchdown pass?
Yes, three to Lockett. Yep.
He had four in the first game.
Right.
He had five last week against New England. And he's got four here, and we have just started the second half. He may have eight by the end of the day, Brad.
Right. Prescott under center, second and 10. Back to throw. Steps up. Time. Deep middle. Caught. Wilson at the 20. Left sideline, 10. Cedric Wilson streaking down the sideline for a touchdown.
Okay, now does he go for two?
Jesse. I don't have any Excedrin. Zerline's extra point is
just
good.
Got in.
Second and eight. At the Seattle 43, Prescott in the gun. If they run an option play here and he keeps...
Well, that'll fool him.
It'll fool everybody. Back to throw. They've got it blocked up. Heaves it deep down the left side for Gallup. He's got it, and he bangs into the end zone. Touchdown to Gallup. Are you going to go for two?
Yes.
You are? With 13 minutes left in the
game?
Yes,
I'm going to tie it right here. Yes, it's the fourth quarter.
There's a throw to the right side to Noah Brown. He bounced off one man. He leaned to the pylon, but his knee was down short.
Oh, boy, I thought he had it.
I did, too.
Official right on it, right on that pylon, but you might be right. The knee might have bounced, but he great second effort. He tried to extend the ball over.
And down he goes, and the score is Seattle 30 and Dallas 28. Third and 13.
Lead.
Okay. Snap back to Prescott, standing and looking, throwing down the right side for Gallup. Oh, he couldn't hold it on the right side of the end zone.
Yeah, that was out of bounds, too.
It was,
right.
Yeah. Yep. Well, Zerline has had one extra point blocked and one hit the upright. Century 21 Judge Feight field goal attempt of 42 on the right hash. Kicks away, right down the middle this time. Zerline's kick is good, and the score is... Dallas 31, Seattle 30.
You know what worries me most right now?
World peace?
No, Miles Garrett. Miles Garrett.
That's next week.
Well, I mean, I can't worry.
Oh, you can worry, but why would you?
Because you can't block him. So you want to worry about this right now? Want to worry about this game?
I'm more interested in this one.
I thought you might be. Well, suck on this. And last year...
Easy. There's children listening. Hold on. Wilson back. Sets and stands. Stands and looks. Rolls right. Stands, pumps. Throws right. Caught. Olsen, the tight end at the Seattle 40. Up to the 45. Diggs brought him down. I mean, there's just an eon of time.
Here's a
handoff to Carson. Starts left. Tries to come right. And Tristan Hill has him by the leg and will not let him go. And Carson might be hurt. He is holding his left knee.
Tristan Hill kind of took his leg and twisted it at the end of this.
And he just held on, and Carson insisted on trying to turn and get free.
Hill,
he's just tackling the guy. It's not a dirty play. He's got him by the leg, trying to bring him down, and Tristan Hill rolled over, and he took the leg with him, but the rest of Carson stayed where it was.
Never good.
Fourth and three, 2:37 left in the game. Dallas leading 31-30. Russell Wilson in the gun, fourth down, back looking, deep middle caught. First down to Olsen. He just went and sat down in the zone. Bob, what has Metcalf done since he had that brain boo-boo? For the day, Metcalf's only got two catches for 72 yards.
Just wait.
He's done literally nothing since Trayvon Diggs, literally nothing since Diggs knocked the ball out of his hand. Big one, third and three. Wilson's back, standing, looking. Here comes Alden Smith. He heaves it toward the end zone. It is caught for a touchdown by DK Metcalf, who had literally done nothing the entire half.
Boy, and this ball, Brad, it just floated. Russell Wilson did not get much on this. It came out of his hand funky. It floated. But by the end of it, they weren't close enough to DK Metcalf to come make a play on it. Thompson just way late getting over.
Wilson's under center. And he fakes it to the back, rolls right, throws it to Hollister, the tight end, wide open for the step-in two-point conversion. All right, here we go with a minute 47 left. Dallas needs a touchdown. They'll start at the 25 as the ball goes through for a touchback. 16 seconds remaining. The ball is at the Seattle 26. Third and 14. Snap back. Three-man rush again. And he escaped a sack. Stays on his feet. He throws the ball down to the end zone. It's intercepted. With 6 seconds left. And that second interception will do it. The interception grabbed by Ryan Neal, who came off the practice squad today.
Literally came off the practice squad today to get into this ball game and seal the win.
And the Seahawks will go to the victory formation. And the last 6 seconds will tick off the clock. And the Cowboys will fall to 1-2 in a game that was winnable. I don't know that they're the better team, but it was winnable. The final score today at CenturyLink Field in Seattle, the Seahawks 38, the Dallas Cowboys 31.
And the only thing else I got to say is, how about them Cowboys?
Yeah! How about them Cowboys?
So he's literally sitting there bashing on DK Metcalf, who hasn't done squats since, I believe he said, his brain boo-boo. Is that correct? And then boom, the very next play scores the game-winning touchdown. Good for him.
I got to give Babe Laufenberg a little credit for being not a total complete homer like Brad Sham was, who you mentioned the DK thing. Also, by the way, Dave, it was Chris Carson's fault he got hurt.
Yes,
I mean, Chris was just trying to continue the play as he's underneath the pile.
Well, the best part was him trying to claim that Greg Olsen did not go out of bounds because he was shoved, and Babe's like, yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah,
I mean, I love you. I love the Cowboys, but yes, he did.
And also, Brad Sham is the only person on planet Earth right now that still thinks the Cowboys are a better football team than the Seattle Seahawks.
I think he thinks the Cowboys actually won the game, to be honest with you. He's going home. It's a great win by us going into Miami or the Browns on Sunday. So that's what the win over the Cowboys sounded like on Sunday. I do want to come back and discuss before Pete Carroll at 5 o'clock, or maybe after Pete Carroll at 5 o'clock. The NFL has changed their mind on what teams can do now when it comes to decibel limits for crowd noise and stadiums that don't have any fans, like the Clink. We'll get to all that. We're doing testimonials, is that right? 49451, next segment. Your thoughts on the win yesterday. Can they keep this going, right? That's it's the number one question everybody has on their mind. Is this plan, this approach, score as many points as you can while giving up a crap load of points on defense, is this shootout style of winning sustainable for this football team? Next at 49451, Coors Light text line, Dextimonials brought to you by hammerandnail.build. My contractor is now your contractor at hammerandnail.build. Coming